From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The chairman of oil giant BP formally apologized today to the American people for the ongoing oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. We get more from NPR's Scott Horsley.
BP chairman Carl Henriks Fannberg issued his apology in the White House driveway after a face-to-face meeting with President Obama. BP has agreed to set up a $20 billion fund to help compensate people who've been hurt by the oil spill. Fannberg says the company has also decided not to pay dividends to its shareholders for the remainder of this year.
We made it clear to the president that words are not enough. We understand that we will and we should be judged by our actions.
President Obama said the $20 billion figure does not represent a cap on BP's liability from the oil spill. He told the chairman that for many Gulf Coast residents, the damage is deeper than mere dollars and cents. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
At a Capitol Hill hearing on the war in Afghanistan today, top Pentagon officials decried overly negative assessments of the war, saying that while it will be a hard struggle, a six-month-old strategy that is placing more troops in the region is succeeding. General David Petraeus, the military's top commander in Iraq and Afghanistan, compared the conflict to a roller coaster of ups and downs, where he told members of the Senate Armed Services Committee the situation there is improving. In Afghanistan, the military operation for Kandahar is slowly beginning, with more U.S. troops fanning out across the city and rural farms and desert areas to the north. NPR's Diana Douglas reports.
President Obama has tripled the number of Western troops in Kandahar province. American military police are on patrol, training Afghan police to one day do it themselves. The State Department is trying to slow down some of the rampant corruption at all levels of the Afghan government. And in rural areas, U.S. soldiers are beginning patrols into Taliban country. They're also building schools and clinics to win over the local villagers. The American commander in Afghanistan, General Stanley McChrystal, warned that it could be a long, difficult summer here, and operations will last well into the fall. Diana Douglas, NPR News, Kandahar, Afghanistan.
Some disappointing numbers today on housing. The Commerce Department reports construction of new single-family homes and apartments fell by 10% in May, biggest decline in more than a year. Applications for building permits were also down. Hugh Johnson with Johnson Illington Advisors says the decline came as a federal program to provide an $8,000 tax credit to first-time home buyers ended.
The housing sector of the economy is starting to weaken up a little bit, primarily because we've seen the end to the tax credits for those that are buying homes, government tax credits.
On Wall Street, stocks ended little changed as a profit warning from FedEx and the weak housing numbers overshadowed a surge in industrial production. The Dow was up 4 points. The Nasdaq gained a fraction today. You're listening to NPR. U.S. construction worker detained in Pakistan while on a self-described mission to kill Osama bin Laden says he was obeying an order from God to avenge the deaths caused by the 9/11 terror attacks. According to Pakistani security officials, Gary Faulkner claimed God revealed the order in one of his dreams. According to family members, Faulkner has been to Pakistan at least a half a dozen times, even learning some of the local language and growing a beard in an effort to blend in. General Motors says it will use its own money to restructure its European operations after Germany turned down the company's request for aid. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton reports the decision will cost GM nearly $4 billion.
While GM's U.S. and Chinese brands made money in the first quarter of this year, GM Europe lost $500 million. Nick Riley is president of GM Europe. He says the decision to use GM money for the restructuring could have political repercussions in the U.S. after GM's government-funded bankruptcy. But Riley says saving GM's European division is the right thing to do for everyone.
If the European operations are successful, it makes GM much more successful and more solid, therefore enhances the long-term viability of GM.
GM's board, which includes members selected by the U.S. government, supports the decision. The restructuring could result in the loss of thousands of jobs in Europe. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samilton in Ann Arbor.
Union representing striking pilots at Florida-based Spirit Airlines now says a tentative deal has been reached with the airline. According to a pilot union spokesman, final details are being hammered out, but it's expected flights could resume later this week. Spirit's planes have been grounded since pilots walked off the job last Saturday in a dispute over pay. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.